Dr. Halberdier dictating a clinic note on Susan McGee, S-U-S-A-N, McGee, M-A-G-E-E, birthday 1653, dictation 2824. Patient here for follow-up with Deidre, workman's comp case manager. States she was better after getting cortisone shot and pills for a few days with recurrent pain. Describes it in lower back still with some extension into your left upper leg to the knee. Also complaints of pain left medial knee with standing. Patient's been receiving physical therapy with stretching back. States she has trouble with prone exercise. States that she's been incontinent throughout the day since the injury in November, which she hasn't mentioned before. Also describes pain in left hamstring post-injury with some problems with balance. Continues to get therapy three times a week. Physical exam. Patient continues to be limited mobility with painful ambulation. With continued tenderness to lower lumbar spine, L3 to S1, and left inferior paralumbar area, 2 plus over 4. Straight leg raising on right is without pain. On the left, describes pain in back at 10 degrees elevation with extension into left side with 40, 50 degrees elevation. Extending down the back of her legs. Also has tenderness to left medial knee with full range of motion. Without effusion or evidence of fracture.
Do you need a copy of the nurse note?
Okay, just a minute, please. No tenderness in the abdomen or flanks. Remainder physical exam within normal limits. Adjuster states that there is a neurospinal specialist that they recommend, Richard Francis. At Ortho Associates in Houston, states that they have no problem authorizing that and also will okay MRI to be done as soon as possible of their lower back. Patient impression, follow-up low back injury with incontinence, possible neurogenic bladder. With continued low back pain with evidence of radiculopathy, left leg. Patient to be continued with work restrictions. Patient states that she will try to tolerate standing with limited lifting and sitting as needed. She's using is having incontinence of urine throughout the day, so he's using special pants to keep from wetting herself. to continue therapy for two more sessions, approved by insurance. Patient's medications will be filled. States you've been taking the Tramadol, one half to one tablet twice a day, limited prescription refill to 30. Also refilled Robaxin, is intolerant of NSAIDs, so cannot give her NSAIDs. No, MRI of her back was ordered on the 25th of last month, which apparently hasn't been approved as spring imaging, but has not been done.